Hey everybody, this is Mambo Sandy, and I know it's been a while since y'all heard from me, but you know what? I said today I need to come out of the woods or under the water, as I say, because you know I'm a mermaid. Nah. I wanted to come out today, and I wanted to just touch on some subjects. I'm just going to let things flow. Not going to take up too much of y'all time today. All right. I was asked how come I haven't done any videos in a long time on YouTube. Really, because I have nothing to say and I've been living life. Okay. Also, I just don't agree with some of the things that are going on YouTube. And it was never my intention to be popular or try to even be top number one or whatever that is that goes on YouTube. That was never my intention. My intention was to reach the people. That was my goal, to reach the people, right? But, you know, when it comes to certain platforms, you start to realize that just a lot of nonsense. So I will still make maybe a video here and there. I don't know if it's going to necessarily be on YouTube. I might do one or two on YouTube here and there, but I am currently looking for other platforms. So moving on to today's subject matter, I would like to talk about spiritual courtesy and spiritual work and initiation. I'm going to try to get those all together. When you reach out to a spiritual worker, one of the things that you need to do in the beginning is take the time to read about that person or maybe watch their videos. And then once you do that and you decide that you want to reach out to that person, understand that a spiritual worker's day is full. It's a full thing. Some of us have full-time jobs. Some of us have other careers. Some of us have other things that we do. So when you reach out to us, look at the contact information, and the thing to do is to follow it step by step. Because when you do that, you will achieve the best result. You will achieve the result that you're looking for, okay? Next thing is guarantees. My godfather always says there are no guarantees in spiritual work, okay? For myself, I always say I guarantee that I do the work, all right? But nothing is 100%. Spiritual work is not a science, all right? And the other thing is, to get a better result when you reach out to a spiritual worker, if you're currently working with a spiritual worker and you see that things are not going too great, don't wait till it's, you know, the sun is all the way up in the darn sky, and now you're ready to reach out and things have gone completely left, and now you want things to be fixed right away. Nope. It's not how this goes. Because it took time for you to get in the position that you're in. And it might take time, a lot of time, for you to get out. It's easier to go down than it is to go up. Okay? It is easier to go down than it is to go up. It's gravity, science. Now that's science. All right. So when you see yourself in a position, and I'm going to say this is for the people that are already working with a spiritual worker. All right. Don't let things start getting out of hand. And don't expect your spiritual worker to exactly know. You haven't spoken to your spiritual worker. You haven't checked in with them. You haven't booked a consultation in months. There are other people they are working with. Okay? So if you're having a problem, book your consultation or follow the instructions that your specific spiritual worker has. Speaking on spiritual workers. When you have decided that, once again, you're going to reach out to said spiritual worker, the first thing to do is check your ego at the door. That's the first thing. The second thing to do is to listen. Listen. Because many times when people come to spiritual workers, you know, they're all gung-ho to do what needs to be done until the work actually has to be done. Then I've noticed that dissipates, right? It's called spiritual work for a reason, all right? Next, don't compare spiritual workers, all right? How this spiritual worker does their work and how that spiritual worker does their work, those are two different things. Trying to pit spiritual workers against one another is another no-no. And that happens, and it has happened, all right? Now, I am one to, I had a situation last year, a couple years, I think it's been a year, maybe two, where a certain individual tried to cause like some issues, you know? And the thing is this, I will say something if I see something is wrong about the Loa or my spirits that I know, because there's a lot of fraudulent, bad information out there. It just is. But I don't have the time, nor do I want to just sit there and be involved in spiritual drama, which is something very, very prevalent in the spiritual community. So the worst thing to do, because it can blow up in your face, okay? Next, if you're a student, because I get, you know, I've noticed over the years, I get these emails, oh, I'm a student. Okay. Here's the best advice I can tell you. Save your money. Don't bother getting a consultation or booking a consultation if you can't go forward. A matter of fact, I'm going to put everybody under that umbrella, okay? Because here is something that I just have to bring up. I said I wasn't, but hey, I'm on the roll. There's no sense in booking a consultation and you're not going to follow up on the work that needs to be done. It's just really not. All right, because see, here's what happens. I know people, they like to jump from here to there. They like to go Groupon spiritual shopping, which is the worst thing to do, because there's a couple things in life that you really don't want to gamble with. And that's your health and your spiritual health. And another thing is, there's a couple of things I always say that I do not want a discounted doctor. I don't want a discounted dentist. And I darn sure wouldn't want a discounted lawyer. I want the best when it comes to certain matters. So once again, this comes into reading and paying attention. Before you decide to book that consultation, look and see if your spiritual worker has a price range. Okay? Because that will let you know if that is a spiritual worker that you can afford or you can go forward with the work. Let's get into spiritual work itself. So you booked your consultation, you started doing the spiritual work, and you think that things are not moving the way you think they should be going. And so you decide, I'm going to pull back because things are not going the way I want them to go. All I can say is this. I didn't know that you was a spiritual worker. I could have sworn that's why you go to the spiritual worker, because you are in need of help. And like I said earlier, everybody works different. And if it took time for you to get into the situation, it might take time for you to get out of it. Okay? So once again, this goes into reading. Read, take the time to read your spiritual worker's website or bio or whatever it is, the contact information. Because people, they just, you know, have a 20 second attention span. Some things you got to have more than a 20 second attention span on. You know, sometimes you got to have more attention, you know, than a darn 1 year old child. Especially when it comes to something important. So, take your time. Read. Now, someone has said to me, well, Mambo Sandy, what about reviews? Let me tell you about reviews, honey. We live in a world that is a salty, mean, competitive place. And I feel the worst thing that could have happened is these so-called reviews, websites. Anybody with a computer that's malicious, that's what they can do. Look at the bullies behind line, online, that bully people. Never seen these people in life, but they bully them. Or they do things. I've seen restaurants do this to one another. Okay? On Yelp and other places like that. What I say is do your due diligence. Do your research. Watch. Use the intuition that you were born with. We all have it. Just pay attention to it. Do your due diligence. Do your research. Just don't go by reviews. Okay? The next thing I would like to get into is this. This is for my spiritual workers. You must protect yourself financially nowadays. Okay? Because what is on the rise now are chargebacks. I spoke about this like a couple years ago. And, you know, people were like, oh, I was wrong and this and that. No. You know, I kind of was quiet about it. But I said, you know what? Today, I'm going to speak on this. Because if the squeaky wheel gets the oil. And the subject, if it's not talked about, it'll just go and keep going. Spiritual workers, you have to protect yourself. Those legitimate, honest spiritual workers, you must protect yourself from chargebacks, okay? Let me tell you, they are on the rise because of things like Cash App, PayPal. PayPal has gotten better. But in the past, people, you know, PayPal had got to a point, and I'm not sure, but I think they were having so much problems that they was like, we got to change some policies around. I'm not sure exactly, but I to me, they've gotten better. But you have to protect yourself. Keep all information, okay? Keep all information because let me tell you something. You worked hard to get your account, to have your account. And PayPal and these other things is easy come, easy darn go. Anything that is plastic that can be retracted, these people out here, many of them are thieves. Some of them are people, they call it friendly fraud. Look up friendly fraud, okay? You have people out here, some of them, they feel like, especially, you know, some of these spiritual people that come to us, you know, they will feel like, well, I didn't hear what I want to hear, chargeback. Or things didn't work out the way I want to. Let me tell you something. You go to the doctor, people will let the doctor prescribe, change up, prescribe, and it's okay. But as spiritual workers, we're supposed to create these miracles. And if we don't do what the person feels, or we don't answer a phone call the way they feel we should answer, or we don't jump when they say jump, they feel they can do this to us. Me personally, and I'm being that this will be an announcement, I am really now considering going back to the old ways of money orders, Western Union, and things of that nature. And just to let you be clear, because I do care about my fellow spiritual worker, don't think a bank transfer will stop it either. I know people who have had bank transfers and they took the money out and did what they needed to do for their life, and they come back and they got hit with fees. So you must find a way, we must find a way that we can still help those people out there that really are genuine and need help. Those people who care about getting themselves together and they're not on nonsense. But we must be vigilant. You must be vigilant in doing spiritual business, because you know a lot of places, they don't care for our work anyway. So be careful on the platforms that you decide to accept as payment. Read their terms of service. Read them. Because if not, you could find yourself in a bad place, that you have expended your time and your energy, and now you're out of money and your energy. Anyway, this is Mambo Sandy. And I just wanted to hit y'all with this. And I'll talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.